After working out the early nerves of playing in a national championship, Sioux College's women's hockey team opened the American Collegiate Hockey Association Division II National Championship Tournament on a good note on Tuesday evening. One of two Canadian-based schools in the tournament, Sioux College opened the five-day event in St. Louis, Mo. with a 5-2 victory over the University of New Hampshire Wildcats. Sioux College held a 4-3 shot edge through the opening 5 minutes of the contest before hemming New Hampshire in their own zone for much of the rest of the opening period, which saw them outshoot the Wildcats 14-4 through the rest of the frame. Jasmine Grelot opened the scoring for Sioux College when she deflected a point shot by Jaden Zach past New Hampshire goaltender Kristen Weiland on the power play with 1:29 to go in the frame. New Hampshire would tie the game 20 seconds later when Kaylee Butler scored on a rebound after Sioux College goaltender Gabriella Corbière made the initial save on Kendall Boniecki on the play. Sioux College pulled ahead for good with 3 goals in the second period, which began when Erica Bites jumped on a loose puck in close after Lauren Halcrow's initial chance was stopped just 3:36 into the frame. Emma Lee got her first of a pair of goals in the win at 12:31 when she beat Weiland with a shot from the slot. Caitlin Lambert Musso extended the lead to 4-1 at 16:26 when she capitalized on a chance in close, beating Weiland high glove on the play. New Hampshire's Sarah Carlio cut the lead to 4-2 at 9:25 of the third period when she cut into traffic in the slot from the right wing and beat Corbière glove side. Lee capped off the scoring for Sioux College when she deflected a point shot from Megan Daly past Weiland at 16:05. For Sioux College, Corbière finished the night with 19 saves while Weiland made 39 saves for New Hampshire in a game that saw the Cougars outshoot the Wildcats 44-21. Sioux College returns to action on Wednesday against Vermont before wrapping up round-robin action on Thursday afternoon against Assiniboine. Semifinal games are scheduled for Friday with the tournament final set for Saturday.